Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
It's Lil Friday, everybody. It's Thursday, June 25th. We are almost at the weekend. I can smell the weekend. All right, look. So DC joining the conversation when it comes to defunding the police. And Mark, you know, a lot of people, when they hear that, they sort of cringe and not sure what that means. Well, Councilmember Charles Allen has introduced a proposal basically to shift $15 million from MPD, DC's police force, to other things in the city, to violence prevention, affordable housing, health care, and other city programs. For example, $7.2 million would go to the Cure the Streets program.
Okay.
And if you say, well, where's the money coming from? Will we be safe? These are things like vacant positions, some travel, other things that are deemed not necessary for MPD and very necessary for the money for D.C. On a national level, right now, the House is voting on a version of the federal police reform bill, but this comes after the Senate failed to get any support for its bill. They said it just didn't go that far.
Nope.
Right? The Democrats, they want a nationwide ban on those horrible chokeholds that we've seen, you know, the I can't breathe, or more no-knock warrants, things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know how far this will get, but I do know that if it stalls in the House and the Senate and Congress fails to do anything in this moment, yeah, that's not a good look.
It is interesting. I mean, the Republicans, they didn't come in right, though. They actually gave more money to the police and also did not ban the chokehold. So, you know what I mean?
Of course.
You didn't really start off.
Right.
You didn't start off
with a non-starter, as they say.
There we
right?
go.
A
I
non-starter.
Didn't even know how to. Thank you.
Yes. So let's get to some good news now. NASA headquarters in D.C., you're getting a new name, and it is a hidden figure, hidden no more, being renamed for the first African-American woman engineer at NASA, Mary Jackson. And her story, of course, made famous in the Hidden Figures movie. Now, if you're like, now, which one was she? She was Janelle Monáe. That's who she was in that movie, right?
Oh, that's cool.
She overcame segregation, gender bias, and all that to basically pave the way for other black mathematicians and aerospace engineers. And finally, something sweet for D.C., a new park has been named after a formerly enslaved woman named Lethia Tanner. The park is at D.C.'s Eckington and Noma neighborhood. She is very well known for being a proponent for education in the district, and in fact, through her own businesses, helped to open up a school for freed black children. And on top of that, she freed 18 people herself. You know, I mean,
I freed 18 people my damn self.
Black women, you know, and black men, just so phenomenal, and I love you so much. That's my timeline.
Well, you know what, babe, I just want to shout you out because you introduced me to parks in D.C. when we first got married.
They're great.
Because you were a park kid, right?
Right.
We used to go to Malcolm X Park.
Oh, yeah. Drum circles on Sunday.
So shout out to you and your family for introducing
That's
me
nice.
To D.C.
Thank
the right
you
way.
So much.
All right. Coming up, Ask Allison.